The Philippines is the top destination for exports of U.S. soybean meal, with purchases of 2.6 million metric tons in the 23-24 marketing year. U.S. soybean meal shipments to the Philippines are expected to grow roughly 5-8% annually in the next 5 years as demand for feed ingredients climbs. One South Dakota farmer is confident the Philippines will continue to be a strong customer following his recent trade visit to the country. David Strzok of Woolsey is chair of the South Dakota Soybean Research and Promotion Council and was invited to tour the feed manufacturing and distribution channels in the Philippines. He reports the visit was all about getting better acquainted.
Personal relationships are very important to them. People, they'd like to meet the American farmer who raises it. They'd like to put faces to names and faces to their products.
The Philippines buy only soybean meal, and mostly from the U.S., feeding its pork and poultry populations, including the niche market for fighting birds.
One of the mills that we visited has a special formula they make for fighting cocks, and it's a higher protein, I suppose, to build muscle in the birds.
U.S. soybean meal is known for its quality and consistency. In addition, Strzok states Filipinos appreciate the stewardship of U.S. farming.
That topic always comes up, you know, and of course we're no-till, we use cover crops. In South Dakota, no-till is a huge thing, and that's important to them people. They always ask about our sustainability.
Selling U.S. soy as meal to export customers boosts the economic activity of the Midwest crushing industry and retains the soybean oil for use in biofuels and the food industry. Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.